Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I'm so glad that you guys are all up and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got a full studio here. I'm so glad. You know, this morning I woke up and I woke up about 4:30 and
you too, me too.
Yeah, but I crawled back into bed. I never do that. So, anyways, but I'm here.
Who'd you crawl back in bed with?
Well, that I don't want to, you know. Oh. You know. Anyways, I do want to wish a couple people a happy birthday. My husband, a happy birthday, and we've got Coach Ron Tunick here, one of my
time out.
Yeah,
what's Louie's birthday?
He's on Thursday. Yeah, so he's on Thursday. You're on Saturday,
tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah. Well, this is Saturday. Tomorrow.
I know. That's
tomorrow.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Louie.
And happy birthday. No, he was last Thursday.
Oh, last
you're
Thursday.
Today.
He's a you married a Pisces.
I married a Pisces.
Wow, what a ride!
Do you know anything
been.
About it?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, mover shaker, right? All the time. Let me tell you. And also, my sister—it's her birthday too. So
wow.
You share a birthday.
What's her name?
Mel. So happy birthday!
Hey, Mel. Yeah. Is she as cute as you are?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Older? Younger?
She's younger. Yeah.
So good morning. I was up. I swear to God, I was up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they say if you wake
up. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be with you, too. So, anyways, we got Spence in here. How you doing, Spence? Been a
little
bit.
Doing very well.
Yeah, good. What's new? Anything?
Everything's going. This is a playoff weekend for my kids' hockey team. The Riptide are going up against some outstanding hockey teams. One of them, imagine this. Here we are in Southern California. The hockey mecca for the world, right? Southern California. This morning at 8:15, Cole's team is playing the third highest ranked team in the nation.
Nice.
How
that's,
cool.
That's crazy. Isn't
you will be taking YouTubes and sending them. And
I'm hoping. Yeah.
But don't hope. You will do it.
I will do everything I can. But the thing that's funny, in Southern California, they're kings. They're little kings, and they play down in L.A. They're the third highest ranked team in the nation, and we have to play them.
Riptide, go Riptide.
Go Riptide.
There you go. All right. And you know what? I love that proud daddy over there. You know, okay, so I have to do a little bragging. My son is 2 races away from being at the world again.
Huge.
Yeah, so we're going to Sonoma. He's practicing this next weekend up there. And then I shouldn't tell everybody
he's
up
there. That's a beautiful track.
But and then he's going back up there. But let me tell you,
we need video of Louie, too.
It's real, right?
It's real.
This is real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm so excited. They haven't even said where it was, you know. So we don't know where the world's going to be. But we've been to Italy, Portugal, and Dubai. So it could be anywhere. Last year it was in New Orleans. So
how cool.
Yeah,
you've been to Dubai?
We didn't end up going there. Yeah, a little unsafe. I don't know. You know, we chose not to do that one. So anyways, well, we do have somebody in our studio here. And
Two words.
Okay.
What are they?
Okay, what are they?
Karen Campbell.
Okay, Karen Campbell. And she is from Troop Realtor. You know what's funny?
You don't even need to remember Troop. Just remember Karen Campbell. If you're interested in buying, I know this lady a long time. So this is a disclaimer because I'm very enthusiastic about her and optimistic that if you own real estate and want to sell it, 2 words, what are they?
Karen Campbell.
That's it.
I'm on it. So how are you? I'm so glad that you are here.
See this? This is called a microphone.
Got it.
All right. So
she's a little nervous.
Nah, nothing to be nervous
So chime
about.
In. Anytime you want to chime in.
Well, great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah.
You're a Ventura girl, right?
I am.
Blonde. Beautiful.
Yeah, she looks
surrounded
great
by
in this
blondes.
Color.
Tommy's blonde. You're blonde.
Yeah, there you go.
Karen's blonde.
Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are the brighter side in the 805. And God, we have a really great show for you today. We've got tons and tons of things that we're going to give away. I do want to remind you, I've been talking to so many of my winners out there, and I love their input. I want to hear back what you think about our show, and how we can make your life a little bit easier. And you know, I practice being happy. Coach, I think you do the same thing, don't you? Practice being happy.
I don't practice. You know, it's just, I think I was born.
It's a part of your life.
It's good DNA.
Yeah. There you go. That's cool. Yeah. Karen, what's your thought on that? Do you have to practice being happy?
I don't have to practice being happy. I'm always happy.
Yeah, that's cool. When's your birthday?
My birthday's in September.
Oh, so, okay.
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
She's a wannabe Pisces.
I don't know.
I'm reading this. It's weird that you open up the show with let's define a new happiness, and it's called the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. I love it.
That's the new happiness.
There you go. All right. Well, Spence, I just handed you tons and tons of things that we're going to do to give away. I do want to remind everybody, all you have to do, so you don't even have to listen, you know, for like a bell or something like that, right? You just need to call all the way through, get your name in for some of these prizes that we're giving away, some of these giveaways. Karen, you brought something too, didn't you?
It's not a bad idea to have a bell, or maybe we go with a duck call. Maybe every time you hear the duck call.
Oh, I don't know. Let's hear it. Let's see if Spence is not looking so happy. Okay.
No, he's... Spence and I go back a long time. I was with him when I started this duck call thing, so let's see what Spence does here.
Oh, so when you hear that, I don't know. I think, do you have any, like, laughter or something like that?
I'm sure I could come up with something.
Anyways, well, you know what, Spence, let's work on that. And maybe we'll have a sound all the way through the show. That's a great idea. And when you hear that, all you have to do is call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Get your name in, your email in, and what you're calling about.
Now, I've been listening to, you know, he's on every morning.
And your phone number, of course.
Tom Spence. Didn't you used to do a bell or something when you gave stuff away?
We do many things. It
okay,
just depends.
So
The sounder.
We have a sounder.
Okay, so what is it? What's something good? Oh, okay, we put him on the spot. Never mind.
No, it's a James Taylor. Our sounders are specific to the
prize. I love James Taylor. Okay, yeah. Anyways, you know what?
No, here's the sounders.
Oh, God.
This is usually where I hear it.
Look, we're on so early in the morning. The duck hunters that are driving, they get this.
Right now, yeah, you hear.
Okay, there you go.
All right, what's up today?
All right. Well, gosh, we got a great show. We're trying to get in front with our first guest. I'm not sure if we're going to get her on, but our first guest is Lauren Everts, and she's the author of The Skinny Confidential, A Babe's Sexy, Sassy Health and Lifestyle Guide.
Where is she?
I don't know. Maybe she's still getting sexy. I don't know. But next, we will be talking with Betsy Achassi, and she's a mom, a filmmaker, an author, a radio. She's actually got she's a radio host, too.
How do you pronounce her last name?
Chassi. And her book is Tipping Sacred Cows. And then last, we're going to talk with Dave Destino. And we'll be talking about his book, The Truth About Trust, and how it determines success in love, life, and learning, and more. Are you guys into, you know, I took that partner thing home to my husband, and, you know, and I started kind of like talking to people about it, and a lot of people think of their other half.
Just based on last week, you're still stuck week.
Yeah. You know,
you said partner, and I said, no, my wife.
Right.
She's my wife.
And then, of course, Spence said his lover, right? I mean, yeah, so my husband said you're kind of all of those. But you are my partner in life, so my lifelong partner. So I don't know, different strokes for different
folks.
Yeah,
it's not his partner.
I did say that to him, so I know. Hey, okay, you know.
Partner.
So anyway, Spence, tell everybody what we got for giveaways.
Oh, you have some great prizes here. We have tickets for the Canyon Club Agora Hills. Now, this is Hollywood U2. One of my favorite bands is U2, and this is a
every week he says
band.
That every week. Kim says that's my favorite band.
Oh no, U2 is I can roll with U2.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, who's the guitarist? Known as the Edge.
Oh, see, he's
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in U2.
Oh, God.
That's early Saturday
we
morning.
Carry on. Bono, lead singer. Go. Let's carry on with some more fun at the Canyon Club Boogie Nights, which is my favorite night of the Canyon for boogieing. And
yeah.
they do kind of that 70s disco thing.
Yeah, there you go.
My favorite comic happens to be at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. This guy, Jeff Garcia. This is a brilliant thing about Jeff Garcia. He's totally from the hip. And he gets up there and he jokes. If you went to five of his shows in a row, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Oh, I like
this
that.
Guy he's is, more favorite than Lewis Black, really, Tom Spence. Look me in the eyes. More well, favorite than Lewis Black.
My favorite comedian is Chris Rock. Lewis Black is very good.
Oh.
Yeah, Lewis Black is great. We have Elaine Boozler for women comedians, my favorite.
Yeah, she's my favorite totally female. Cool.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She there at the comedy club?
Yes.
And I will go on. My favorite drummer is Ginger Baker from the band Cream. He was also in Blind Faith, a band called PIL, Public Image Limited, and yes, Ginger Baker's Air Force. His drum solo from Cream, Wheels of Fire, is known as Toad. He is terrific. He's great, and he's crazy. You have tickets for...
Are you too young to remember Gene Krupa?
Oh, I know Gene Krupa. He played with the Goodman Band.
There you go.
Jeez, okay.
And Buddy Rich.
Sorry, Kim. Join us on your show.
I think
the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Beware of Mr. Baker is a film about you-know-who Mr. Baker. It's crazy.
Oh,
and,
really?
And they follow him from Cream all the way out to his African drumming, which he's doing coincidentally in Africa.
And that is with the Ventura Society.
Film.
Yeah,
yes,
Film Society.
Ventura Film Society.
We have tickets to all of those. I've been, like, working hard. I've been working it.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up next week, too, thanks to Karen Campbell.
Okay.
We'll never talk. But
Karen, in fact, tell what you brought, too, because this is, I kind of did, like, the fun list. Now you got the serious list, right? But people really need this. This is a big one.
Yeah, I actually brought some free termite reports.
Wow.
Then I'm in real estate. I know it's not real exciting.
I'm going to go out for a cup of coffee.
But, yeah, that's the boring part.
No, that's
but they're
okay.
Very important. They do eat wood in our area. They do love our area because of our weather. And, everybody
we're giving
needs
away
one.
Free termite reports, really?
Yes.
Hey, you know, but we got all that other stuff, too.
It's all about real estate.
Anyways, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are here. Spence, who do we have on?
We have our interview that is Betsy. Betsy is on the line. Betsy Chase, I believe.
Oh, okay. Very good. And so Betsy, again, she's a mom like me and a filmmaker and an author and a radio host, a blogger and an author of Tipping Sacred Cows. So what is it? Betsy?
Hi.
Hi. How are you? I didn't hear what you said. How are you?
I didn't say anything, but I'm here now.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so how did you come up with the name Tipping Sacred Cows?
Gosh, you know, probably in a drunken stupor. I'm not sure.
You're not supposed to tell us that. No, but...
at this point, you know, listen, we're all grown up. You know, I remember hanging out with my friend Kelly. She's an amazing, she's the dream expert, Kelly. She wrote that book, I Had the Strangest Dream. Anyway, she's a really great friend of mine, and I was hanging out with her, and I think he helped me come up with that title because we were talking about how, you know, I mean, these beliefs and these ideas that we hold on to, that we just, you know, they're like, they're sacred, you know, we don't mess with these things. And so that's really what the title means. It's that we hold on to, you know, a sacred cow is a belief or an ideology or philosophy that we hold up against criticism, that we just do not touch.
Okay, and so is it like my mom says don't put shoes on a bed or a table? Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I suppose you could say that. I mean, that's
more like a superstitious.
Yeah, that's like a rule about cleanliness. But I think a sacred cow to me is some belief I hold about myself or the world. Like, you know, everybody, all men are jerks. Because then when I was...
You know, 20, we got a couple of men in here. So, and I'm sure all my listeners out there... So,
she meant to say all men are pigs, not jerks.
Okay, or cows. No, okay, so...
Really? Do you think all men... Betsy, it's the coach on the Kim Pagano Show from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. Our station covers a big wide area in KVTA country. Do you really mean all men are jerks?
No, what I'm saying is that if you think about it, if you really look at your life and the things that are in your life, the relationships you have, the job you have, where you live, what kind of clothes you wear, everything comes down to what you believe. And so, you know, you do have these little hidden beliefs about, for instance, love. So, you know, if you were hurt at some point in your life and your heart got broken, chances are you're carrying around a belief around love that's going to then dictate what kind of relationships you get into. So if for some reason you're holding an issue about men around trust or anything, if you don't clean it up, and where I say tip that sacred cow, do the work around it, it's going to get buried within you. You're not even going to know it's there. And every guy that you date from this day, that day forward, will fall into that belief category.
So it's kind of like an old, you know, book that you keep reading. Like I kind of about the what we talked about last week, and I'm still on it, right?
My book?
No.
In the Thinking Room?
No.
No, about partners.
Partners. Thanks, Karen. Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
She's my wife. She's not my partner.
There you go. Wait, what's your thought on that?
On his wife?
No. Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Okay.
My book has, I mean, I talk a lot about getting divorced. I talk a lot about, you know, how in life we have these, you know, big, huge transitions we go through, and there's a lot of them. And for me, the divorce was a big one, and that I finally woke up and said, wait a minute, I don't know, there's a burglar in my house, and it's me, and I've stolen this entire life, and I don't think I want it anymore. And before I create a new one, I better realize sort of what it is that I really want, and start doing that, as opposed to all these shoulds and woulds and what you should be doing and what you think you should be doing and what, you know, you believe about yourself. If I believe I'm not pretty or if I believe I'm not smart, then I'm going to have a life around that. And so I better just clean all that crap up, basically, before I start running around doing something different.
Turn to her page 69, because I think you got some good stuff in here, girl. It says, I'll read just one little paragraph, which led me to finally understand I'm responsible for me, my reactions, my responses to input from others. The people in my life are not doing anything to me in order for me to learn. They are simply being themselves, and I'm attaching meaning to their behaviors based on my beliefs. That's a lot of good stuff right there.
Wow. Well,
yeah, because essentially we're like belief machines. Like from the minute you're born, you spend every second of the day attaching meaning to everything, because that's how we construct our lives, right? We construct our lives. We know that I like Indian food because it makes, you know, it's tasty, or I like guys that are blonde because of this. And we start constructing this world based on our beliefs of what we like and what we don't like. And then what happens is that the whole world ends up that way. And one of the things we humans love to do is to look outside of ourselves and say, well, you know, that guy is doing this to me, or that person's doing this to me. And what's probably, I think for me, works better for me now is, so why am I interpreting that behavior that way? Or why am I even caring about that behavior? Why am I letting this person impact me? You know, we kind of give away our power away is the big, you know, New Age statement. It's like, we love to, like, blame everybody else. We like to sit around and go, oh, it's always happening to me.
Instead poor of stopping, me, poor me, right?
Instead of stopping and saying, well, wait a second. I'm responsible here. I get to make every choice. Every single choice that's made around my life comes from me.
And I do talk about that all the time. I talk about we are the producers of our own movie, our own life, you know. I love on page 38, you have info dump. So talk to us about that. What is info dump?
Well, you know, throughout the book, I mean, the first thing I think people need to be is we need to lighten up a little bit. And we need to have a little better sense of humor about, like, life in general. Because if you think about your life, and you can just step out of the, you know, all the emotions around it, the stuff that we humans come up with and go through is pretty hilarious. And so my book is, you know, very open and honest about my own life, but it's also funny. And so I think, I'm not sure, remember which info dump that is, but sometimes, you know, I'll make a reference to something important, and instead of interrupting the story, I'll go towards the end of the chapter and give you some notes about, you know, something about quantum physics, or something about a scientist, or something about, you know, somebody that I mentioned, like Niels Bohr or somebody like that, to kind of give you a little history or background as to what the heck I'm really talking about.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that has gotten up early with us today and they're starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We got Coach Ron Tunick, and we've got
two words,
Karen
Campbell in KVTA country.
And we got Spence. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Spence, let's give something away right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go with some comedy. How about the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club?
Ooh.
Jeff Garcia, a very funny man. He has his own little sitcom going on. He's got everything. He shoots from the hip. And it's at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And that is happening for the weekend. So
there you go.
I assume these tickets will be at will call at the door.
Correct. Yes. So all you'd have to do is give us a call. So and then one of my team members will get back with you.
Yippee.
And let you know that you won. So.
And our show was voted most popular radio show in all of Ventura County.
Well,
did you know that?
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Okay. So here's a question, Betsy. And we're talking with Betsy. Is it Chassie?
It's
Chassie.
Okay. Is... What are some of the things that you've dumped, and what are some of the tips that you can give to our listeners about getting rid of some of that negative stuff?
Wow, well, that's a huge question, but I mean, ultimately, I think you have to, I think what happens when we get into this whole concept of what is spiritual is the first cow that I tipped over in my book is to decide, to really define what is spirituality, because there's so many different definitions, and everybody has their rules, and you either have to wear these yoga pants, this crystal, you have to hair your hair this way, you can only be a vegan, and it's just gotten a little over the top. I always say that some of my friends that are new agers, I think, you know, for people that are supposed to be non-judgmental and non-dogmatic, you're the most dogmatic, judgmental people I've ever friggin' met in my life. So I'm like, seriously, for me, it just comes down to your life is spiritual. Everything you do is spiritual. It's not like you go to work, go to the gym, and then do your spiritual practice. It's got to become who you are holistically. And in order to do that, I really wanted to understand what a bunch of these New Age sacred cows were. Like, what is enlightenment? What is quantum physics? Because, you know, I made a movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And quantum physics sort of became the new religion. And one of the things I say in my book is, like, look, quantum physics is the study of the nature of reality. It is not a religion. It's not a philosophy. And it's not a reason to stop taking your meds. You know, people love the law of attraction. And they, you know, everyone's got their vision boards. And I often see people with these vision boards, and I look at them, and like sitting on the vision board is like the 6'2" blonde girl with like legs going on forever, and then I look at the person and they're like a 5'2" redhead, kind of like me, and I'm like, well, wait a second, you're never going to attain that. How? So there's a lot of disconnect between these concepts and then the work you really have to do on yourself to really make them work in your life. Or not make them work in your life.
All right, you're a fiery little 5'2" redhead. Do us a favor. I like you already. Facebook us. I'm Coach Ron Tunick, T-U-N-I-C-K, and because I want you. I want my Facebook friends.
Yeah,
what's your Facebook?
The Kim Pagano Show.
Pagano.
You can find Betsy Chassie. You'll see a picture of me as a redhead. That's my fan page, and we have a lot of fun there. We've got a very, very active community who likes to agree and disagree, and we're all very fun and loving about it. Because that's the thing. You gotta have fun. You gotta like lighten up and have fun.
I love
But I love what I just love her last couple. The people that are the most judgmental, and you and you said vegans, but I'm not gonna pick on vegans. But you know,
I eat meat, damn it, and I'm not gonna rot in hell for it.
Hey, I have a question. What has been your biggest lesson that you've learned about love?
Gosh, love is a big one. You know, because I have a chapter in my book about, you know, this whole concept of unconditional love. You know, I feel like oftentimes we set ourselves up for these expectations based, again, on stories and beliefs that we have about these concepts, love being a big one. And, you know, we've been told these stories from the minute we're born about how we're supposed to be loved, we're supposed to love ourselves. And the truth is that a lot of it gets really difficult because some of these things become unattainable and then you feel like a failure. So I've let go of, like, we talk a lot about seeking happiness, pursuing happiness, seeking enlightenment, and finding balance. And so for me, in terms of all of those things, and love being one of them, is I've stopped seeking, pursuing, and finding. One of the most important sacred cows of being, of the whole spiritual idea, is that everything that you're looking for is within you. So if everything that you're looking for is within you, you don't need to seek it, pursue it, or find it. You need to see it and accept that you
have it. Well, she sounds like a congressional witness. You didn't answer the question, witness. Unconditional love is simple. You're a parent... Tommy, yeah. You're a parent. You have unconditional. You take a bullet for your kids. I'm not sure you take a bullet for your wife or husband, but you take a bullet for your kids. That's unconditional love.
Well, kind of. It is and it isn't. It can be. And actually, in science, the love, the chemistry and the physical things that happen in your body with love for your children are very different than the kind of chemicals and physiological things that occur in your body for love for friends or even for yourself. It's a completely different brain chemistry, actually.
And I'll say amen to that. Karen Campbell wants to jump in here on this. Because you're riling up this whole studio, girl.
Yeah, I just was going to say it actually has to start with yourself. And you have a whole chapter on just loving yourself unconditionally.
And I love that. I you know what? I think I just went to another women's group, and I don't know if men do this or not, but women, as you get a little bit older, you're not so, you know, cutthroat. They want to help you achieve your life and to feel beautiful and to feel good inside. Do men get like that?
Well, love starts with acceptance. I say that love yourself starts with accepting yourself. It starts with being honest about who you are, what, and your past, realizing that your past is your past and that tomorrow is tomorrow, and that you have an opportunity every moment to reinvent who you are, and that you can change what you want, and you don't have to change what you don't want. And it starts with that acceptance. And I think you're right, Karen, because it comes a lot easier when you get older, when you can look back at your life and go, wow, you know, there was a time when I really didn't love myself, and I see what that was. Or, gosh, there was a time when I was so happy with myself. And you can kind of look at these experiences and realize that life is a journey of all of those experiences.
Oh, my gosh, it is a journey, I have to tell you. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
From Santa Monica to Santa Maria.
There you go. And I'm so glad we are the brighter side. In the 805.
The new definition of happiness.
There you go. I love it. And yeah. You know what? It is. I mean, really, you can wake up this morning. I talked to a couple of my listeners. You know, they wake up. You can choose to feel happy. You can choose to look at all the garbage that's happening in your life. Or you can make, a choice to look at the brighter side.
Especially with this radio guest this morning, Bessie.
Chassie. Yeah. And her book is Tipping Sacred Cows. Yeah, here's a question. What advice would you give anybody who's feeling lost out there? You know, I mean, I don't know. And that's a definite thought. You're going through a hard time.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because I think lost is great.
Oh, okay.
Because I really do. I love being lost. I'm in a lost phase right now, actually, because I just walked away from a couple projects that I was working on and changed and stuff because it wasn't really... I'm really big now on listening to myself.
Ooh,
and
is lost the... Wait a second. Is lost the right word or repurposing? Yeah. Is repurposing or being...
I love that word, repurposing.
I'm not sure successful people like you, Betsy... I don't like lost. I like repurpose.
I don't like it either, yeah.
I like maybe evaluating, taking a real broad view of what your life is about. But are you really lost, girl?
Well, so for me, I like to say that I'm lost in a way, and I turn it around. Like, I'm not lost in a negative way. I'm lost and go, oh, it's really, because if you think about it, when you can get lost in the woods or you can get lost on when you're driving, for me, I look at it as like, oh, this is an adventure. How cool is this going to be? I'll see new things. I'll meet new people. I'll find a new burger joint. Who knows what's going to happen? So it's really, the thing to me is that it's really, life is about an attitude. It really is. It's just a choice. You know, like I said, happiness is something that you're not pursuing. You know, happiness is a state of mind. And when you can, for me, my state of mind, even when life sucks, is that, okay, life is sucking right now. This is an interesting adventure. And you know what? I also know that I will get through this sucking part of my life and that eventually something will occur that will make it not suck. That is what happens. So you just kind of ride it like a roller coaster.
Ride it like a wave. Exactly. Woo-hoo! I love it.
You're a great radio guest. The book is called Tipping Sacred Cows. We have to bid you a good Saturday morning. We have to have her back because there's a lot of meat on her bone. Not a lot of potatoes, but I like this guest.
Thank you. Betsy, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to ask Spence, let's give something away again.
All right, let's roll this time with the Ventura Film Society.
Ooh.
Beware of Mr. Baker, March 11th for a Tuesday. We have showtime at 7:15. I'm definitely going to try to make this one. Ginger Baker, a great drummer, and you say, why would I want to go see this drummer? From rock drumming to African drumming, a very curious fellow. It's funny, it's scary, and it's Ginger Baker, and it's the Ventura Film Society.
There you go. And the phone number to call is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
And you're listening to...
listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
From Santa Monica to Santa Maria, that's what I say.
Okay, the brighter side of the 805. All right, stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the truth about trust. This is another really deep subject. So anyways, Dave Destino is going to be talking with us. So
Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for waking up early with us. And
oh, what a beautiful weekend, though. I mean,
yeah.
There's a reason we have 50 million people in Southern California. It's going to be gorgeous today.
It is.
It is.
And happy birthday again.
It's not till tomorrow. Anyway, two words. What are they?
What? Karen?
Campbell.
Campbell is
Thanks
in our
so
studio.
She's with us. I got gorgeous blondes with me. Tommy's running everything on the board. And what's the name of our show?
The Kim Pagano Show. It is the brighter side of the 805.
This,
you know what?
Yeah.
I want to give away a $20 gift certificate to
Hurry,
because
I want to get to this book. Hurry,
I know,
hurry, hurry.
But Bank of Books right now, a $20 gift certificate. And there's a bunch of locations that you can go check that out. So definitely call right now, 419-0008. Our next guest is David Destino. And we're going to talk about the truth about trust and how it determines success in life, love, learning, and more. I'm all about the truth.
And we're not bringing in politics. I'm not going to say anything about Good. Our president breaking his trust. That's out, completely
oh,
out this morning.
Thanks for getting that
completely
in on
out.
My non-politics.
No, this is
okay,
not a political
okay,
show, but I'm interested in the subject.
Anyways,
the
let's
truth
bring
about
Dave
trust.
On. Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Well, thanks for being us here on the early Saturday morning show. Tell us a little bit about your book and about yourself.
Sure. I'm a professor of psychology at Northeastern University in Boston, where, unlike where you are, it's very cold.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
And this book is kind of, it's my attempt to empower people, to help them make better decisions about how trust works in their lives and who they should trust and how to be more trustworthy themselves based on what science has learned about it over the past decade or so.
You know, I want to start off because I think this is interesting. I have four children, okay? And I think when you're young, that's where your trust really starts. You know, I mean, you can kind of, you know, are you at school today? Yeah, I'm at school. Then you get a call. They're not at school. How do you build your trust up if you haven't already been trustworthy?
Well, you know, that's a good question. But one of the points that we find in this book is that people's trustworthiness is a lot more variable than most of us think. So, yes, it's true that some people are a little more trustworthy or a little less trustworthy, you know. But your past behavior is not always a good predictor of what's going to happen in the future. So, for an example, you know, I can bring in, you know, people into my lab, and if I give them anonymity and the option to cheat somebody else out of something small to benefit themselves, 90% of them will do it. And they're good, upstanding people, but they'll create a story of why it's okay. And so the point is to assume that people's reputation isn't always a good predictor of how they're going to behave in the future. It all comes down to kind of cost-benefit analysis in the moment.
Wow. Now, what about marriages? That's a really, I mean, that to me is a tough one. You know, if you've, deceived your husband or your wife, and then how do you carry on because you're so invested in your kids or your family or your business? I mean, it's a lifetime of a choice, and, you know, talk to us about that.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. That's one of the, you know, when I say I'm talking about trust, two things come up. You know, I'm starting a new business with a new business partner, or what does that mean for my spouse, right? Those are the two big ones. And what we know about the way trust operates is, you know, trust within a relationship is a very good thing, because what it will often do, even unconsciously, is smooth out some of the bumps. And so there's lots of times when our spouse, you know, might be working late or might be away on a trip, and we wonder, we're like, is there anything going on? But if you inherently trust this person, what we know is that trust prevents your mind from perseverating on it, from thinking about it, and just it smooths out the bumps. But of course, there are times when a spouse does break a major trust with us, and that is something very difficult to come back from, because, as you're saying, there's so much tied into it. It kind of pervades every area. It's not just my money. It's my money. It's my kids. It's my house. It's this long-term relationship, and in those cases, it can kind of really shake people to the core.
Doctors, Coach Ron Tunick here on the Kim Pagano Show here on KVTA from Santa Monica to Santa Maria, KVTA 1590. So I like your subject. I like your book, The Truth About Trust. I'm a mind coach, so I help people and corporations do better with thinking, and my theme this week is laying the groundwork. So in building trust, I like where you went, Kim, with the marriage. In a relationship, Doc, how do you lay the groundwork to build a trust? Because when you meet somebody, you don't have that immediate trust. Doesn't it take time? But talk to me about laying the groundwork.
Great question.
Yeah, it does take time. In fact, what we know from relationships is when you first start interacting with somebody, we tend to kind of keep count or keep track. Okay, you paid last time, I'll pay this time. Okay, you did this for me, I'll be there for you. But what happens over time is as we build up trust, we stop doing that mental accounting, right? And trust basically serves as a cue to me that, okay, I don't need to keep track. This person has my interests in mind. But the way to kind of build it up are simple things. The more similar we are to somebody, the more we're going to trust them, the more trustworthy they're going to be. And so I always tell people, try and find similarities between the two of you, things that bind you together. You know, you're talking about politics, right? If our politicians could only look for what they have in common instead of, you know, the things that separate them, it would kind of grease the wheels of trust working a bit more.
All right, hold on. I got two gorgeous blondes, Karen Campbell here with Troop Real Estate, the number one real estate person in the county. So what did you think of what the doctor just said? Because I would challenge him a little bit on this, that opposite. I thought opposites attract. Yes, no, girls, ladies?
I think opposites do attract. I think, you know, my question is where's the integrity versus the truth? So, you know, anytime you have somebody that you first meet, I think people can sense the integrity that you have of one person or another. And so how is that different?
I love it. And that's, you know, to me, that's what it's all about. I have that sense of truth, but sometimes your sense isn't everything. I mean, it's not always right. Now, my question is, does a person with more money or power, does that affect their trustworthiness?
It does. But before I get to that, let me just echo what you're saying. You're absolutely right. What we've been able to find is that people's intuitions, that kind of sense you get, is a much better predictor than if you kind of sit back and try and analyze what's going on. Because what we've been able to show is that our minds have kind of evolved to kind of read the cues other people are giving off. And so I actually encourage people, yes, don't blindly follow that gut reaction, but it's something really important. Don't overrule it. In terms of power, yeah, the one thing we know is that anybody, as power or money increases, so does your trustworthiness go down. And the reason is when you repay people, the reason you often repay people in a really biological sense is because you need them, right? And if I borrow money from you and I don't repay you, then you're not going to want to interact with me ever again.
Mm.
The more power you have or the more money you have, the less vulnerable you are to others, you know, assistance. You don't need them. And so, you know, what we see is people who are in the 1%, the highest, as SES, socioeconomic status goes up, trustworthiness goes down. But it's not a matter of, you know, it's not a birthright of being in that culture. Any of us, if we put you in a position of power, you will tend to be a little less trustworthy than you normally were before because you feel like you don't need other people as much.
Right. And do you think it's like a track record? You know, I mean, I hate to say that. You could go 20 years, a great marriage, right? And then all of a sudden something goes wrong. And are you kind of screwed for the rest of your marriage?
Well, this is the point, right? People always assume if somebody's been trustworthy, they always will. And what we've seen is that trustworthiness varies when the costs and benefits change. So, like those people in our experiments, they're normally very trustworthy. When they feel like they can get away with something and not be caught out, not be found out, there's a temptation to do it. And so, I think that's what happens when oftentimes people cheat, assuming that the relationship is going well. In that moment, they feel like they can get away with it, or the temptation is so strong, you know, that the closer we are to a temptation, the harder it is to resist. So I can say it's easy for me not to go to the casino tomorrow or to avoid eating the chocolate cake and breaking my diet, but when the opportunity is sitting in front of me, it's much harder to resist. And so people have to basically be prepared for those situations so that they can better plan, so that they don't put themselves in situations where they might fall prey to being untrustworthy.
Question here, KVTA 1590, from where to where? Santa Monica to Santa Maria.
Yeah, there you go.
Most popular show here in Southern California. Kim what?
Pagano.
So, Doc, this is really interesting. Do you remember the book that Gail Sheehy wrote on passages?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, so let me challenge you a little bit,
sure.
and it kind of goes along with Kim's question about 20 years, what happens. Don't you think that we go through periods of, I'll use the word growth, but it could be also other things. Don't you think every 5 to 7 years we change? I mean, we change because of circumstances, age, health, relationships, jobs, dreams, disappointments, relationships. So all of this has to affect, and I love your book, The Truth About Trust, has to affect this trust issue. Relationships fail for a million reasons, and I'm just wondering if am I making any sense to you about...
I think you're right, and I think that's why people kind of fall prey to the mistake of being shocked when somebody breaks the trust, because it's true, we change over time, definitely, and that means what we see is valuable, what we see is the costs and benefits and opportunities in our life change along with those changing situations. And when those costs and benefits change, so too can our trustworthiness and how we value things, even unconsciously. And so I think that's exactly right, and that's why, you know, trying to predict somebody's trustworthiness or being trustworthy yourself comes down to not assuming that just because, you know, you've been that way in the past, you're going to be that way in the future. But it's about figuring out what the costs and benefits and opportunities, how they're changing in your life, and to be ready to meet them so you don't fall prey to making a wrong decision.
All right. And anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Spence, give something away right now.
I would like to give something away right now, and I think we should go with some music. So let's take that U2 cover band. They like to call them tribute bands at the Canyon Dinner Theater.
Yeah.
You're going to hear all of U2. They were just up for an Oscar. U2 has been around for many, many years, going back all the way to 1979 for the great band U2. So let's do some tickets right now at the Canyon Dinner Theater.
There you go, 419.
And once again, this is a tribute band for U2.
Thank you for saying
Don't
that.
Want
yeah.
anybody to think U2's
419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email so somebody can get back with us and tell us what you're calling about. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. Dave, question. How has Facebook and all the online interactions changed trust?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, moving ever more to kind of dealing with each other online. And there's two ways that affects us. One is we're having fewer and fewer face-to-face conversations. And what that means is the way that our minds have developed over millennia to kind of sense if somebody else is trustworthiness by reading their body language. We don't have that anymore because we're losing all that information. I think that's why you're seeing such viciousness sometimes in bullying and et cetera on the net. It's easy to kind of be unethical towards someone if you're not sitting face to face with them and getting that kind of emotional feedback that these folks are hurting from that.
Mm.
But the other way that it matters, right, is we're dealing more and more with, you know, when we play these games online where we're these characters or these avatars, we can actually control every body motion they do, every way they look. And what happens is we can basically, by manipulating, we've shown this, by manipulating their facial expressions and their motions, we can make your mind feel that these people are more or less trustworthy. So if I'm a marketer trying to sell you something, I now have perfect control. Nothing's going to leak out. And so, you know, our minds didn't evolve to kind of deal with this technology, and we're going to be playing catch-up for a long while.
I love it. And now, do you really think it's possible to really read people's body language? I mean, is that pretty precise?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, people have been looking for the cues for a long time, and what we've seen, you know, is the TSA developed this program that they got called out on in congressional testimony. They spent $40 million on it, and it doesn't work. And the reason is because people have been always looking for that one simple cue. You know, does a person have shifty eyes, or do they have a fake smile? It's none of those things. If that were the case, it'd be easy. What we've been able to show is that when people talk face-to-face versus talking, you know, over the phone or over the net, your accuracy in predicting if the person's going to be trustworthy is heightened, so there is some signal. And we've been able to isolate some cues that actually allow people to predict how the other people are going to...
I've got a fake smile. My smile is really fake.
Should I not trust you?
No, you can trust me, okay. But I've perfected the fake smile.
Oh,
you haven't?
Is that like a sales?
You haven't?
I have it too?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't we have a show coming up this afternoon too?
We do. I'm so glad you.
It's a great show,
everybody.
Too.
Yeah, we've got, we're going to talk about the Happiness Magazine. We can live happy. It's an international
new definition for happiness.
There you go. Is that's what we talk about here. Also, Karen Campbell from Troop Realtor, right? Is she's going to be talking to us a little bit about what's going on in our market.
She's got a deal. I'm telling you, listen, I don't care. I know it's early morning Saturday. Come back at 2:00. You can turn off our show right now. Come back. She's got a deal of the week.
Right. And then we got Christine Smith, and she's going to give us updates on Deerdorf Farms. I love my box. I've been eating healthy, clean eating.
It's interesting.
That's what
she
it's
doesn't
all about.
Bring me in a box.
You know.
Very
you
interesting.
Make that fake smile.
How does that look?
Oh, I love it. You know what, Spence? Let's give something away again.
All right. Let's go with some more excellent prizes that we have here.
What about
Elaine
the termite?
Boozler, comedy.
What about the termite
we'll
thing?
We'll do that. Well,
is that next week?
No,
that's this afternoon.
Oh, is that this afternoon?
Yeah.
This is a good comedian, incidentally.
Elaine Boozler, a classic comedy writer, animal activist even. Elaine Boozler, best known for her thoughtful and feisty political humor. We have her once again at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club.
Yep.
And she will be there.
And she's big time, right, Spence?
Huge.
Huge.
From the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
Can we bring the professor back? Because this is such a big subject, and I'm not getting into politics, but maybe at some point down the road when you trust me a little bit more with my fake smile, I could ask the doctor about trust and what's going on in the country. But not today, not this morning.
There you go.
Well, let me say one thing. You know, the problem, I think, people don't trust politicians a lot because we worry about their integrity. But the other big dimension of trust that we often forget about is competence, right? because you may want to help me, but if you don't have the ability to help me, I'm still going to end up basically being out of luck. And so I tell people, don't always just weigh integrity. Yes, you need integrity, but you have to figure out if the person's competent. And I think what we're seeing in Washington these days is a lack of competence as much as a lack of integrity.
What a great way to end our segment. What a great word. You're coming back, and we're going to get into competency, because I think it is not only not understood, misunderstood, and it needs to be talked about. Great book, The Truth About Trust.
Yeah, and David, where do we find you?
You can find me at my website, which is www.daviddesteno.com.
And give us one tip.
Before you do the tip, though, will you friend Kim Pagano?
Yes,
Pagano,
please.
And
yeah.
The coach Ron Tunick on Facebook? Will you do both of us?
Yes.
Sure.
I want you on my face. I really want you as a Facebook friend.
Yeah, there you go. And like the Kim Pagano show.
Coach
so
Ron
that we
Tunick,
can,
T-U-N-I-C-K, and how do you spell your name?
P-A-G-A-N-O, Kim Pagano Show.
Friend us, please.
Yeah. David, give us one tip that can really help us out if maybe we're on the fence about a relationship, on the fence about a partnership, a business partnership.
Yep. My one tip is what, it's really double-edged. One is trust your gut. Make sure, don't listen to that voice, because what we know is our brains have been designed to solve this problem. Don't ignore it. And the second is just try to evoke some sense, find some link that you have with someone else, because if you can point out some link to them that you share, you're going to increase the odds that they're going to treat you fairly.
I love it. And should you look at a track record? Does that really matter?
Track records are helpful, but if the cost and benefits change, they're not that helpful.
I was going to say,
anytime somebody comes into new money, new power, or has some type of anonymity, then all reputation goes out the window.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for being our guest here. Dave
sure,
Desteno, The Truth About Trust, and how it determines success in life and loving and learning. So what do you think about that?
What do I think about learning?
Yeah.
Or what do I think about his book?
Trust.
It's
yeah.
a huge subject. It's
yeah.
it's a foundational philosophical approach you have to have in your own life. You first of all, and I'm not a PhD, and I respect PhD. You know what's the hardest thing, Karen Campbell, to get in the world of PhD? My kids all have master's degree except one, and I said to each one, why don't you go and get the PhD, Dad?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah,
how.
They've already done
a lot of schooling.
But
yeah.
Here's the deal on trust, and jump in on this, Doc. You have to have a philosophical approach for your own life. If you don't trust yourself, you can't trust in anybody else. Am I right or wrong on that, Doc?
Well, you're right. Except trusting ourselves isn't as easy as we like to think. You know, we're in February. No, we're in March now, and I'm sure a lot of New Year's resolutions have gone by the wayside. And so we talk a lot in the book about how you can negotiate that, because the way you see things now and the way your future self 2 weeks from now is going to see them don't always agree. And so, yes, you have to want to trust yourself, and it's important to do that, because otherwise you'd never save money and you'd never kind of eat well and take care of your health. But it's important to develop strategies to kind of keep your future self in line.
All right, pal. We'll see you down the road.
Yeah.
You gotta come back in California. The book is The Truth About Trust. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, we do.
And I want to talk about this lady, because her name's Jane Robertson, and she's with Prospect Mortgage. And is this the time of year, Karen, that people literally are starting to look at real estate, spring coming up?
Yes, it's actually the time of year that buyers most buy their properties. So
I don't know anything about money, loans, none of this stuff, but this lady does, Jane Robertson.
Oh, she's a fabulous
Have you ever
lender.
Heard of this company, Prospect Mortgage?
Yes, they're one of the largest companies around.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow, we might have to have her on, huh?
Yeah, now, if I'm going to borrow money, I've got to put, I'm going to use the Doc's word, I got to put trust. I got to, because I'm giving them my Social Security number. Is this, can I chain trust Jane Robertson, you think?
You can trust her very well, yes.
Yeah.
Have you been working with her for
yes,
a while?
Okay. I've been working with her. She's a great lady.
She really
knows
that?
What she's doing.
Yeah. Very, very,
you
very
know,
nice.
I love to put my responsible team together. You know, people that I know that I've already worked with them, they've got my back, they're going to look out for me. You know, a good attorney, a good realtor. That's what you need. I call that my responsible list.
We'll call Jane Robertson over at Prospect Mortgage. She's also in Ventura at 805 area code 701 5232. Probably, Karen told me she's probably one of the most professional people. You've been in the business, what, 20 plus
years? I've been in the business for 24 years.
And she told me off the air that Jane probably is the most respected, trusted loan. Are they called loan officers?
They're called loan officers.
Loan officers. 701-5232 in the 805.
All right. Well, Coach and Karen and Spence, another great show. All my listeners out there, I hope that you tune in at 2 to 3. We're going to find out a little bit more about Karen Campbell. And we've got a great show for you. Again, we've got lots more to give away. So stay with us. Again, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll talk to you again at 2 o'clock.